Well, hello there, friend, and welcome to another edition of Sunday Worship right here, of course, on this Sunday, November the 23rd. 2014. My name is Joey Kroll. So good to see you. Let me roll out the red carpet and take your coat and welcome you to another edition of Sunday Worship. Now, if you're not too familiar with the program, it's a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And each and every show, we have a theme or a main focus. And today, in fact, we are continuing our series, since Thanksgiving is this Thursday, on a thankful heart. Now, if you are a child of God and understand what Jesus did for us at the cross, Thanksgiving is not a holiday, but it should be a way of life. Amen. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio, and today we're focusing on a thankful heart. A 12-year-old boy went missing one summer at a Wisconsin ballpark, and for two horrible hours, his grandmother, joined by police and civilians, searched for him. He was found, safe and sound, asleep in the back seat of a car. He said he'd gotten tired and gone back to his grandmother's car to stretch out, but he mistakenly climbed into the wrong car for his nap. Imagine the relief and thanksgiving felt by that woman when she knew her grandson was safe. Probably wanted to smack him on the behind, but she was so thankful that he was found safe. You know what, friend? When a friend or family member irritates us, it's a good idea to pause and thank God for the blessing of having them near. Things can be so much worse. You know, the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 was anguished over the faults and failures of the Corinthians, yet he found reasons to tell them in 1 Corinthians 1:4, I thank my God concerning you for the grace of God which has been given to you. Friend, pause today and give thanks for the bundle of blessings you have in the love and support of family, friends, and church.
God and God alone created all these things we call our own. From the mighty to the small, the glory in them all is God's and God's alone. God and God alone reveals the truth of all we call unknown, and all the best and worst of men won't change the Master's plan. It's God's and God's alone. Let everything that lives reserve its truest praise. For God and God alone. God and God alone will be the joy.
Can you believe that it is already the 23rd day of November? Praise the Lord. Friend, I pray you're doing well today. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship, and we're continuing our focus today on a thankful heart. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. As an experiment, I want to challenge you today, friend. Consider giving God thanks in everything. For a solid day, 24 hours, give thanks, not repeating thank you, Lord, with every breath all day long, but in every event or occurrence. Every time something new happens, a phone call, a flat tire, an unexpected bill to pay, a compliment, criticism, injury, ask this question: What is there in this situation or event that provides a reason to thank God? Many people have misread 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It doesn't say, for everything give thanks. It says, in everything give thanks. But when we consider that God is our Father, that He knows the number of hairs on our head, and that the days of our life are planned by Him ahead of time, it stands to reason that there are no accidents with God, friend. None. None whatsoever. We know that God is able to use even the difficult things in our life for our good, to conform us in the image of Christ. So if you have a hard time seeing a reason to thank Him for something that happens, do the next best thing. Ask Him to show you.
Glory.
All your glory.
Pour out.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. You want this love, Lord. Thank you for the nail pierced hands. Washed me in your cleansing blood. Now all I know, your forgiveness stands embraced. Worthy is the praise.
That's right. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Friend, how's the weekend coming along for you? You doing okay? Hopefully you're enjoying the change of seasons here. In fact, yesterday we made a nice big old pot of soup and lounged around the house with the kiddos, watched TV, and just enjoyed a good crock pot meal yesterday. It's certainly that season for sure. Amen. Well, friend, I pray that you're doing well today. We're actually continuing our series today entitled A Thankful Heart. Psalm 107, verse 21 says, "Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." You know, the American pilgrims weren't the first to give thanks with the meal. Leviticus 7:15 says, "The meat of their fellowship offering of thanksgiving must be eaten on the day it is offered. They must leave none of it till morning." Again, that's according to Leviticus 7:15. See, due to the Israelites' lack of refrigeration, the fellowship offering of thanksgiving had to be offered and eaten on the same day. Today, we enjoy leftovers, praise the Lord, for several days. I mean, believe me, in a couple of weeks, you'll have turkey falling out of your ears. The Israelites did not restrict their expressions of thanksgiving to one day. Thank offerings could be offered at any time as a type of fellowship offering, one of the five categories of Old Testament sacrifices. And a fellowship offering was a voluntary offering. When offered for the purpose of thanksgiving, it included not only an animal sacrifice, but various breads to be consumed as a meal. Voluntary was the key word there, friend. We are free at any time to thank God for his goodness and wonderful works. Hebrews 13:15 says, "Let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name."
The news came to Jesus. Please come fast. Lazarus is sick, and without your help, he will not last. Mary and Martha watched their brother die. They waited for Jesus. He did not come, and they wondered why. The death watch was over, buried 4 days. Somebody said, "He'll soon be here. The Lord's on his way." Martha ran to him, and then she still be alive. But you're 4 days late, and all hope is gone. Lord, we don't understand why you've waited so long. But his way is God's way, not yours or mine. He's 4 days late, he's still on time. Jesus said, "Martha, show me the grave." But she said, "Lord, you don't understand. He's been there 4 days. The gravestone was rolled. Cried. Lazarus, come forth." Then somebody said, "He's alive, he's alive." You may be fighting a battle of fear. You've cried to the Lord, "I need." But he has not appeared.
friend, don't be discouraged, 'cause he's still the same. He'll soon be here, he'll roll back the stone, and he'll call out your name. He's 4 days late. He's still on time. Oh, my God is great. When he's 4 days late, he's still on time. For us, he's still on time.
We've been focusing today on A Thankful Heart right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Can you believe Thanksgiving is Thursday? Funny how just time flies by so quickly. But friend, if you are going into this holiday season of Thanksgiving and also Christmas coming up and New Year's, and this year maybe there's going to be an empty seat at the table this year for whatever reason, maybe it's due to death, maybe it's due to a strained relationship. But regardless, I want you to know today that I'm going to be praying for you. I'm going to be lifting you up to the one who is acquainted with grief. I'm going to be lifting you up to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the lifter of our heads. I'm going to be praying for you. I'm going to be praying that you have yourself a wonderful and blessed Thanksgiving. Until next time, friend. Remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.